This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Moody's has changed its outlook on Illinois bonds from stable to positive. Moody's Analytics cited Illinois' continued improvement in fund balance and budget reserves, supported by stability in revenue and state decisions to shore up financial health. Moody's also noted among factors that could lead to more credit upgrades, further increases in pension contributions that accelerate reductions in outstanding liabilities relative to current projections. More stories, podcasts, and videos at nowdecatur.com.
They have more time to take down an encampment. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News at Columbia University. Protesters face a midnight deadline that's been extended in New York City.
Pro-Palestinian student demonstrators claim the university threatened to call in the National Guard to clear out the lawn, but now we're gearing up to see these protesters camped out for at least two more days. The university tells us the students have agreed to a series of concessions, including removing a significant number of tents and people not affiliated with Columbia University from the encampment.
Fox's CB Cotton at Columbia. There are also protests planned. The college campuses today from California to Texas to Maryland, and they won't like what the Senate did last night.
To our friends in Israel, America will soon deliver aid to help you fight the scourge of Hamas and stand up to Iran.
Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, after a 79-18 vote, advancing a $95 billion foreign aid package. Almost two-thirds of it would be weapons, ammo, and other aid for Ukraine's war against Russia, which some Republicans adamantly oppose. Also in that bill, a mandate for TikTok, the social media app that could be outlawed in the U.S.
And now the company that owns TikTok, ByteDance, which the FBI director said just yesterday is beholden to the Chinese government, has to sell it within 9 months with a possible 3-month extension if a sale is in progress. Otherwise, in the U.S., it is banned outright.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. There are new regulations to help airline passengers the Biden administration announced this morning.
One of the rules will require airlines to give automatic cash refunds to travelers whose flights are canceled or significantly changed, instead of forcing passengers to request refunds and receive a travel credit or voucher.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Another rule requires airlines to be transparent about fees, showing the full price of a ticket. Today, the Justice Department will meet the families of victims of two deadly Boeing 737 MAX jet crashes in 2018 and 19, Boeing initially got immunity from federal criminal prosecution. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't let everyday aches and pains keep you from living your best life.
I don't think I really understood what people meant when they talked about pain until I started feeling it myself.
Start feeling better every day with Relief Factor, a daily supplement designed to support your body's fight against aches and pains.
Not only do I move better without pain, I just feel better.
Created by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that target four metabolic pathways to address pain. Relief Factor doesn't just mask aches and pains, it helps reduce or even eliminate them.
Today, I do the things I love, and it doesn't occur to me to think about pain.
You can feel the difference all day, every day.
Join the over 1 million people who have tried Relief Factor's 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. And feel the difference of Relief Factor.
While the protests rage at college campuses supporting Palestinians in Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza, Israel keeps coming under attack from a different enemy.
The Iran-backed Hezbollah group says it's launched its deepest attack into Israel since the war in Gaza began last October. It's based in Lebanon to Israel's north. Hezbollah drones targeted a military base in the city of Acre, around 12 miles from the border. Lebanon's official news agency later reporting an Israeli missile strike on a southern residential area, with two people dead.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. It's an off day in New York at the first Trump criminal trial after a second day of testimony in the case charging the former president with falsifying records and payments to keep an alleged affair quiet.
Former American media CEO and president David Pecker testified he made a secret agreement to benefit former President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. Pecker testified, quote, "I would be the eyes and ears working with Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen to suppress negative stories about Trump and publish negative stories about his opponents."
Fox's Nate Foy outside the court. The former president calls the case political persecution. We're told if you see something, say something and alert authorities. But what if you hear something?
Cicadas are emerging from underground in several states this month in the eastern U.S., and they're doing so by the trillions. The red-eyed insects are making so much noise, they're prompting calls to police in South Carolina. The Newberry County Sheriff's Office posted a message on social media Tuesday explaining the noises being heard are buzzing cicadas and not necessarily a law enforcement matter. Their collective songs can sound as loud as a jet engine. Scientists who study the bugs are often forced to wear ear protection. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed before today's trading. Down a little for the Dow, but up more than 100 points for the NASDAQ after a second day of big gains. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry, where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces, from garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
Celebrating a graduate and looking for fun stuff for your party? Then look no further than the Party Shop in downtown Decatur. Stocked with paper goods, party items, cards, and all sorts of balloons. Yes, even balloons with local school names. Add arches, garlands, and more for your party decor. Order today and don't delay. The Party Shop, 411 North Main or 217-872-7777.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Mostly sunny, high near 60. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 37. For Thursday, some frost and then mostly sunny, high near 64. Friday, showers and thunderstorms, high of 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 44 degrees. Your WSOI time, 7:06. This look at your weather, brought to you by Shop on Main, downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
We got a lot to get to here today. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. Clay from the Decatur Park District join us. Ramped up. Things are opening, getting ready for spring and summer. How exciting is that? Plus Mark Tupper, the company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a beautiful Wednesday morning in downtown Decatur. Clay Gerhard, the executive director of the Decatur Park District, in with us here this morning. We've got events galore to talk about because it's not that it's ever not their time, you know, because now, you know, December is their time, but spring rolling into summer. We're talking about people ready to go, right? Pools opening, parks, park leaders, the Devon. I drove through the Devon just Sunday evening. I hadn't been down there to see the construction process. It looks like that's all moving right along.
Yeah, just about done. They're wrapping up the final details, but we're gonna kick off things here in 2 weeks.
Where's the sign?
It's coming back.
Okay.
We had to move the entrance.
Yeah, I know. So everything's kind of shifted just a little bit.
Yep. But it aligns more with the main sidewalk coming in, gives us more concourse area. Of course, we've got double the bathrooms that we had previously. And so we've got a lot of new things that are going to be an exciting new addition to the Devon when you come.
These are all good problems, meaning that it's been so popular.
Absolutely.
That you need better concessions and bigger concessions. It's been so popular that people need to use the restroom. And you're now going to double that capacity. And what a great season it's going to be shaping up to be. I mean, just concert wise.
Yeah. We thought we were going to back off the number of concerts a little bit this year, but it's kind of turned out to be the opposite, where I think we've got a few more than we had last year, but, we're still trying to have something for everyone. And we've got a couple other things brewing that, hopefully will materialize here in the next couple weeks.
So. All right. It's going to be a lot of fun and, not too late to get season tickets, not too late to buy the individual shows. You can support the cause. And if you haven't been down there, and trust me, as hard as it is to believe, there are people who have not been down there. And it is, I think you get somebody through the gate for the first time, even after 4 years, they're going to fall in love with the place with that one experience.
Oh, yeah. We get people from out of town who've never visited who come in and they're just in awe of the setting, the experience. Just it's a great, fun, safe time to have at the Devon to enjoy a concert. So, yeah.
I just don't think people can envision, you know, what it looks like until they see it with their own two eyes. You know, like they get there and the serenity of that lake and the boats all parked out there and the lights and the and how intimate it is, yet it holds a lot of people. It's just so unique.
It is. It is. It's always funny to me when a A-list artist will come, we'll say, and they'll come up the steps in the morning, first thing 7 o'clock in the morning, and stand at the top of the hill and look at the view. And a lot of times they'll do their workouts that morning up there on the turf in the terrace area before.
What A-list artist is up at 7 a.m.?
There's a lot. When they get there in the tour buses, they're backing in, they're all awake, and then they go back to bed.
I was going to say, that just doesn't, I'm happy to hear that. It just doesn't click with what I'm like, okay. All right, we've got a lot going on here. Let's get to some of the events. I know clearly we still struggle with parents working and kids and where they go and what do they do. And, you know, as COVID was around and people were home more, you know, this was alleviated. And then, you know, a lot of people back to the office. You guys do a bunch of day camps starting in May all the way through August, right?
We do. We've got the DIST day camp. We've got a day camp at the zoo. We've got different camps going on. You know, we've got the arts doing the Best of Summer Stock program. So there's a lot of things for kids to do to fill their day while mom and dad are at work this summer. So the first one we've got coming up that we want to get out there is the DIST Day Camp, which this is an opportunity that starts from May 28th through August 9th, and we offer that from 6:30 a.m. in the morning until 6 p.m.
That's important right there.
It is.
Because that's just about, you know, just about anybody's work day, or for the most part, is going to fall into those hours. So you can get them there early, pick them up after work, and you got plenty of time.
Yeah, and so here's the cool thing. You get to come participate in all the activities that we have at the DISC, but then we take you out to Splash Cove twice a week. We take the kids on a local field trip every Friday, and they get to experience everything that we have here at the Park District for, you know, a weekly fee of just $180, $160 if you're a resident.
Right. If you're inside Park District tax area, $160. And if you think about that in 2024 versus hiring someone to come in, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And I mean, not even to mention all the amenities that come with what the kids get to do. I mean, just the pricing itself is a pretty good
deal. Exactly. If you factored in the visits to the zoo and the visits to Splash Cove and all of our other facilities, it's definitely worth the money. So new this year is we've got a daily fee for kind of a drop-in fee for, say you have child care during the week, but maybe there's a day for some reason you don't. You can drop your child off of the DIST for a daily fee of $45 if you're a resident. And you get a 15% discount on all, each additional sibling.
So if you get three kids, it's 15% off the other two.
Yep. Okay. So you can sign up at the DISC, call the DISC at 217-429-3472, but slots are filling up quickly. I think we were up to 120-some the other day.
What are the age ranges for this? Ooh, do you know?
You know, that's a good question. I think you have to be in school, so you have to be in kindergarten, and it's all the way through eighth grade, I believe.
Okay. So, Nick, how cool would this have been? We didn't have this opportunity when I was a kid. We had to make our own recreation.
Kids are going to love it.
I mean, like weekly trips to, like, you know, go to the zoo and Splash Cove.
Absolutely.
Yep. We provide the transportation and everything. And that is one thing. If there's anybody listening who's still looking for a summer job and you're 21 years or older and like working with kids, we do need a couple more 21-year-olds to help drive the vehicles and help watch the kids. So if you're interested in job opportunity, you can call the DISC as well on that.
All right. So go to the DISC, but twice a week you're going to Splash Cove, and then there's a field trip every Friday. That's a summer, man.
Keeps you busy.
Can I go? I just think. I'm ready for that.
We'll have you be a camp counselor.
I'll be a camp counselor. I've seen Meatballs. I know how this works. That was an old Bill Murray reference, by the way. All right. The Arts Jamboree and Backstage Bash. I saw the story on notakidder.com about this just a couple of days ago. This is a night of support for the arts.
It is. So we start during the day where we've got our Arts Jamboree. And this will be the first event that we have at the Devon for the summer after we've had the remodel, especially. So it'll be on Saturday, May 4th.
Which is literally not this weekend, but next.
Next weekend. Yeah. Yep. We got a lot to do, but we're getting there. So that'll be, again, Saturday, May 4th, noon to 5 p.m. is the Arts Jamboree. You'll be able to come and do all kinds of arts things, from creating bubble paint canvases, making friendship bracelets. You get the Chalk the Devon, paint potted plants, and more. This event is totally free, except for our hort staff will be there, and once you paint a potted plants. If you want to get a plant to go in that pot and take it home with you, our arts staff has partnered with our arts team to be there on site with a whole host of plants.
There's a small fee involved with that.
Very small.
But for the plant itself.
Just for the plant. Yeah. But it's really just an event to bring awareness for the arts. Again, totally free except for that plant piece. And then later that evening, we'll have an adults only time to support the arts with what we call the backstage batch. And tickets are $100, and that comes with an open bar and a delicious dinner, a live and silent auction, and a performance from Silver Lake Band.
How do you serve dinner at the Devon?
So they're going to have round tables, I think, down in the pit area.
Oh, so they could be like seated. Yeah.
Create kind of a new environment.
Have you done anything like that?
Nope.
Okay.
This is all our art staff envisioning.
No, I'm saying this is, I'm just trying to picture the setting. You come there, very intimate. You got a sit down dinner. You got a performance on the stage. That's a very unique venue for that.
Yep. Yep. It's going to be a beautiful evening. So cocktails start at 6 p.m. Live music will be from 7 to 9. And again, this is a fun way to raise funds for the arts, and you can purchase your tickets by calling the Park District office or visit decatur-parks.org.
All right, Kite Day. This is one of the oldest traditions of the Park District.
Yeah, this is a fun event that's in partnership with the Kiwanis Club of Decatur.
Do people still show up for this?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, does it depend on the weather and the it day, does. Clearly?
Yeah, sure it does. You want to make sure you got some wind and it's not rainy, of course, and whatnot. But the Kiwanis Club of Decatur and Hickory Point Bank have a long-time sponsorship with this with the Park District. So we'll have kite demonstrations.
This is Sunday, May 5th.
This is Sunday, May 5th from noon to 4 p.m., Kiwanis Park. On the west side of Decatur, and we'll have kite demonstrations by professionals and 100 free kites for the first 100 kids who come 12 and under will get a free kite courtesy of Hickory Point Bank.
All right. You've got, as you mentioned, the Decatur Park District, Kiwanis Club of Decatur, and our good friends at Hickory Point Bank. When was the last time you flew a kite?
Handful of years.
Has it been?
Yeah.
Recently?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, we had kids in Fairview Park while we were doing the skating event last weekend, flying kites. It was pretty cool.
Really?
Four or five of them.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. It feels like kind of a lost art in a little way, right?
Yeah. I wish
I had. This town has such a great kite history.
Oh, yeah, with High Flyer.
Uh-huh.
I used to dive bomb my kites like they'd hit the ground and stick in it.
Explode.
Yeah, pretty much.
So the first 100 kids get a free kite.
Yep. Yep, free kites, and we'll have professionals there to help the kids kind of learn how to fly the kites, as well as our staff and great support from the Kiwanis Club and Hickory Point Bank as well.
All right, that sounds like fun. May 5th, so that's a big weekend. You got the Arts Jamboree and Backstage Bash on Saturday, then Sunday at Kiwanis Park, Kite Day, and then your ladies' golf outing is coming up on May 9th.
It is. So we're real excited about this new event. It's on Thursday, May 9th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Overlook Adventure Park. That's our mini golf course. And so this is really ladies' your chance to have your own golf outing. So you get to play 18 holes of mini golf with twists along the way. There'll be fun perks throughout your mini golf game, things like massages, different surprises, special treats, drinks, and appetizers on certain holes. The men of the Decatur Park District will be working this event, so none of our ladies have to work it, and so they can all participate and have fun as well. So once you're done with the course, you get to take photo shoots with your friends. We'll have massage chairs that they're available for use, and you get to make friendship bracelets again. Vendors' experiences.
The friendship bracelet seems to be like across every.
Yeah,
do you have one?
No. You have to have friends.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. No. No, I don't. And you do them to commemorate the different events, and then a lot of people will have multiples on that a friend gave them when we went and did this. So this is really right on top.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. Is it mainly a female thing?
Yeah, mainly, but
I mean, I know this.
It's mainly, but it is also, you guys do it. I mean, Travis Kelce and
that
was the whole thing was
probably
I made you a bracelet.
Signed in the contract.
I see a lot of guys in the summer with them on their ankles at the pool and things like that. Yep. But yeah, my daughter.
Kids get them for
my
their
daughter,
dads.
I watch her at night. She's a pro at making these.
So what makes a friend, I mean, is there a universal definition of what this looks like?
Not really.
I mean, when you say make one, though, I mean.
Beads, little beads that spell out words, different colors of the twine or whatever, mm-hmm. little charms that go on it.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Clasps.
That will turn into an expensive habit later on, ladies.
It's already
and husbands. You know, because it's the twine doesn't work after a while, and then you start paying for precious metal.
Yeah, you're paying for links and shinies.
I feel like somebody's like starting this junior league out with some sort of nefarious, you know, strategy.
Yeah, is this brought to you by Zales?
Yeah.
Well, here's the cool thing. If you don't want to make a friendship bracelet, we will have our Lululemon pop-up shop there, courtesy of our golf.
That's
pros.
Cool.
And so hair tinsel, earrings, permanent bracelets, and more will be available for purchase. So we've been intentional to make this on a Thursday night. So it's an event where you can get off work, come on out to the mini golf course, and just have a blast with your friends, from specifically.
And you got a bunch
ladies,
of vendors, right?
From 5 to 9, and all the vendors, all the things. It is going to be a pampering fest on Thursday, May 9th from 5 to 9.
$25.
$25. Yep.
You can call 422-5911. Yep. 217. Don't forget the area code, for tickets. And then, of course, all this is available at decatur-parks.org. You can go to the website and check that out. So do you have, like, the equivalent of a countdown clock, like, in your head or, like, literally about when all this stuff starts? Because it just kind of begins to roll out, and then it almost hits like a tsunami of summer activities, right?
I think 100 days ago, several of our staff started their own countdown clocks for their facilities, and I'm not sure that's a good thing for your mental health, but they did it.
I think it keeps you on point.
Normally I know when we're 100 days out or 50 days out, and then this morning I just happened to look and here we are. We're 29 days out from the Devon opening and 30 days from Splash Cove opening. So
that gives people hope, Clay.
I know.
There's a sense of dread on getting everything done and ready, but to everybody else it's like, just the pressure of getting everything done and hoping weather cooperates and all that. But for everybody else it's like, man, 30 days to summer.
Yeah, it's very cool. Clay, is there any show at the Devon that is in the office got the buzz, or that you're hearing from people out of town or this group is there anyone that's kind of just getting more attention than you thought it would?
What's the big religious group?
Casting Crowns. Casting Crowns. We've had a lot of talk about that one. We've had a lot of talk about Skillet that I've heard. Folks are obviously excited about REO Speedwagon. I think there's going to be lots of shows. We've got another show that's being announced. I think the 95.1 show with you guys is being announced here soon in the next couple of days. So, that's going to be a huge show as well. So we've got a lot of concerts coming up that are just going to be blockbusters. So.
Okay. So is it Casting Crowns?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe that's not the one. Is there one with, my mom was all over me about this over the weekend, about tickets and the cost. Is there one with the higher?
Icon for Hire is opening for Casting Crowns. They're from Decatur.
No. I'm talking about ticket price. These are $29
higher
for one. I'm sorry. Yeah, higher prices is what
sorry.
I need to go take a look and see. I can't remember.
You need to listen to your mother on the weekend.
What do you mean? Well, no, she was asking. I didn't know which group she was talking about. And she gave me a number for like lawn seats. And I thought, no, that's way too high. I've never seen anything remotely close to that.
Yeah, no.
But then she came back and said, no, I checked and it was.
Well, so that could be one of those issues of is she looking in the wrong place?
Well, that's what I asked.
Is she on etix.com?
And yeah, no tickets there are $240 for lawn.
No. Now, if you go to one of the other websites that are scalper websites accidentally, like that's the worst part of this is when you go to Google and you search for the Devon.
So you don't have anything that's $129 for a lawn ticket?
I don't believe there's any concerts that have ever had $129.
No, reach out and find
not
out. I don't know. Well, I didn't think so either, but
I would guess she's on one of the, she's on the wrong website.
Well, I'll find out the name of the group.
Yeah, this is also something for people as you go out there. Generally, when you look up any ticket for any city, any show, including Decatur, there will be three or four, things right up front and they will say ad and they will be ticket sites or event sites that have paid to be up in front. And so a lot of people click on those because it looks like it's meant to be. And the website might even be something like DecaturTicketEvents.com or something.
Yeah.
They buy all that stuff.
Oh, I know.
It's a racket.
They're getting really good. They're getting really good.
So how about the Taylor Swift tribute? Is that doing well?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's doing well. There's lots of people buying tickets to that for their daughters and wives.
I was just looking at what's coming up soonest. Oh, yeah. No. You've got Revel in Red. You've got Burning Red, a tribute to Taylor Swift, the tribute to Neil Diamond, Sister Hazel with Deep Blue something all in the month of May as we get open for the first shows.
Yeah, I heard someone yesterday talking about Sister Hazel and Deep Blue something, and they were like, who's Deep Blue something? And it's like, Breakfast at Tiffany's. Have you heard that song?
Yeah.
That's their song. And oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, sometimes you need to look up some of these bands and see what their hits have been. But Dustin has put together a phenomenal season, and I'm so thankful that he's part of our team now, because obviously I can't keep all this straight along with everything else we have going on at the Park District. But they and our marketing team, Katie and Chloe, are just doing an amazing job getting ready. And then, you know, we're in the thick of doing all the details to pull all the things together with Devin and Susan Keene and Jamie and everybody. We are going full bore.
Well, you have a great staff, and they do an amazing job. And I know that, you know, with the opening of all this comes people who sometimes are unpleasant and sometimes are never happy about anything. And you're in the service industry. You're just going to get that. But I think the vast majority of people, I mean, overwhelmingly, and sometimes you lose sight of that because, you know, who do you deal with when you're on the front end of things? You deal with the 1% that's mad about something, right? And so it will be a long summer for them. But just know going in that 99.9% of the people at the zoo and the Splash Cove and Overlook Adventure Park and at the Devon Lakes or Amphitheater at the Scoville Zoo and all these different events are having a wonderful time.
Exactly. And I continue to say in public, we have the best staff in Decatur in my mind. I mean, they are dedicated to serving our community, and what brings them joy is watching other people have joy themselves. So you look at everything from the arts event they put together on May 4th with Megan Dickerson and her team to everything coming up at the Devon.
Well, I just, you go out to Trees on the Tees and you see every single member of the Decatur Park District staff give on any given night. I mean, from the airport. I mean, people have nothing to do with events or golf or Christmas, you know, and they're there.
I recently on the last holiday we have, which I forgot even what the last holiday was. I think it was Easter. One of our superintendents sent out a text to all of our leadership team because we're just that close. And he said, hey, only so many days until Christmas. So, yeah, they're looking forward to Trees on the Tees as well and everything going on here at the Park District. So
I'm going to give a quick compliment to you guys and going to a lot of concert venues at the Devon, going from year one to where, you know, let's go through last year where I was at. Noticing every little small thing that you guys you listened to and said, hey, we can do this a little better. And even in the construction, it's to address small things that you could improve on, and your staff, not really clipboard monsters, more so like, hey, here's why we're doing this. Let me see how we can fix that. I think you guys are very malleable in that way. And so the experience as just a consumer fan has been great, but also to work with has been pretty awesome as well.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah. All right. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
I know it's going to get too busy to be thinking about that kind of stuff, but I think that the vast majority of folks do. Looking forward to it. Can't wait for all this stuff.
Me too.
We're ready to have some fun.
Well, you guys are the fun people.
Here we go.
You're the fun people.
And that drone show, I can't wait.
Oh, I know.
Wall of Fire.
I know.
That's the one. That's August, though, right?
That is so caveman. Like, August, you know, we are just 34. Like.
Ooh, flying stuff. Ooh, fire.
Right. Boom. Yes.
Let me touch this truck. Let me touch this plane.
All right. We got to take a break. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Back with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports right after news. Stay tuned.
Today, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 60. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 37. For Thursday, some frost, mostly sunny, high of 64. Friday, showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 44 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:27.
Get ready for an extraordinary summer at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Experience sensational performances, breathtaking views, and unforgettable experiences. Witness the melodies of Sister Hazel and Deep Blue Something. Groove to the country sounds of Craig Morgan and Drew Baldridge. Rock out with Skillet and experience the legendary Living Color. Feel the Southern Soul with Blackberry Smoke. And get ready to dance with KC and the Sunshine Band. Join us as we take a nostalgic trip trip down memory lane with three decades of hip-hop featuring Petey Pablo, Baby Bash, Twista, Tone Loc, and Sugar Hill Gang. This exceptional lineup guarantees an extraordinary summer of music like no other. Visit DevonAmphitheater.com to see the entire 2024 season lineup and to purchase tickets. Availability is limited, so act fast. Summer lives here at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, where memories are made and music comes alive.
At Brincotter Realtors, we're not just here to facilitate transactions. We're here to build lasting relationships. We believe that the heart of every successful real estate journey lies in the connections we make and the partnerships we create. Loyalty isn't handed out, it's earned. That's why we're dedicated to earning your trust every step of the way. Discover the difference at Brincotter Realtors, building bonds beyond your home. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brincotter.com.
Hey ladies, get ready for a night of fun and golf. Join us at Overlook Adventure Park on May 9th for Playing 5 to 9, the ultimate ladies' night out. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy 18 holes of mini golf with some exciting perks along the way. Get ready for surprises, vendors, special treats, drinks, and appetizers on certain holes, making your mini golf experience even more enjoyable. Don't miss Playing 5 to 9 at Overlook Adventure Park on May 9th.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. With the school year winding down, District 61 has announced the last day of school and graduation dates for the class of 2024. The last day of school is May 28th for the district, but Dennis Lab School students stay in session until June 18th. Graduation ceremonies for MacArthur and Eisenhower will be on May 18th, MacArthur at 11 a.m. and Eisenhower at 2 p.m. This year's ceremonies will be outdoors at the school's football stadiums. They will be ticketed events. Living Lands and Waters, along with corporate partner ADM, visited students at McGoy Elementary and Argenta Oriana schools this week as part of ADM's Earth Week celebration. Living Lands and Waters is an environmental organization that is the only industrial-strength river cleanup organization like it in the world. So far, the group has cleaned up 13 million pounds of garbage from U.S. rivers and waterways. Along with their educational outreach, ADM employees and Living Waters will plant trees at Fairview Park. More at nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Major vote in the upper chamber. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson.
The Senate overwhelmingly passed that foreign aid bill late last night. The final vote, 79 to 18. Here's what's in it. $26 billion for Israel, $60 billion for Ukraine, and $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific.
People angry about the bill demonstrating outside the Brooklyn home of Senate leader Chuck Schumer. President Biden says he'll sign the bill today. Part of that tent city at Columbia University remains in place today. The school extending a deadline to remove the encampment, saying it's making progress in talks with leaders of the student protests. Military horses running loose in London. Well, London police corralling all seven horses. At least four people were injured. America's listening to Fox News.
Spring is in the air. Might be time for spring cleaning. Do you or a loved one need help around the house? From light dusting or switching out seasonal clothes to get ready for spring, call Synergy Home Care to help. At Synergy Home Care, we understand that people are happiest and healthiest where they're most comfortable, in their own home. Call or search Synergy Home Care today to learn more.
Synergy Home Care. Care for everyone.
Get ready for an extraordinary summer at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Experience sensational performances, breathtaking views, and unforgettable experiences. Witness the melodies of Sister Hazel and Deep Blue Something. Groove to the country sounds of Craig Morgan and Drew Baldridge. Rock out with Skillet and experience the legendary Living Color. Feel the Southern Soul with Blackberry Smoke. And get ready to dance with KC and the Sunshine Band. Join us as we take a nostalgic trip down memory lane with three decades of hip-hop featuring Petey Pablo, Baby Bash, Twista, Tone Loc, and Sugar Hill Gang. This exceptional lineup guarantees an extraordinary summer of music like no other. Visit DevonAmphitheater.com to see the entire 2024 season lineup and to purchase tickets. Availability is limited, so act fast. Summer lives here at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, where memories are made and music comes alive.
Gorgeous morning. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast.
Today, mostly sunny, high of 60. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 37. For Thursday, areas of frost, otherwise mostly sunny, high near 64. And Friday, showers and thunderstorms, high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 44 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Each and every weekday, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Illini basketball update.
Yes, Coleman Hawkins made it pretty official yesterday. He did it on social media, but he says he is 100% committed to the NBA draft. And I don't have any reason to doubt him on that. He's earned this opportunity. He was there for 4 years. He improved every year. It was fun to watch him improve. He played this last season with a leg issue, but played well, played hard. He just does so much. He's the guy that I've told people you will appreciate him when he's no longer here, because all of a sudden you will realize that you had a guy that could score inside and out, that could handle the ball, that could defend, that could block shots, that could pass it, who was smart, who never got tired. And I think the comments made by former NBA head coach Stan Van Gundy during the NCAA tournament were important, because he just went on and on about Coleman Hawkins. He loves him, and he's so skilled, and he's 6'10", and so that they were really missing. Of course, they're going to miss Terrence Shannon, but they're going to really miss Coleman Hawkins. So, just a review of who's here, who's gone. So they will have lost four players who have either exhausted their eligibility or, in the case of Coleman Hawkins, committed to the draft, and that's Terrence Shannon, Quincy Guerrier, Coleman Hawkins, and Justin Harmon. They've had four players transfer out. That's Dane Danger to Memphis, Sincere Harris and Imani Hansberry to West Virginia, where they followed assistant coach Chester Frazier, and then Luke Goody, who entered the transfer portal and has visits set up tomorrow and Friday at Indiana. They're looking for a three-point shooter. He's also an Indiana kid from Fort Wayne. And then we don't know about Marcus Damask still, and Brad said he says his prayers every night, hoping that they get a favorable ruling on his appeal to the NCAA for a waiver that would allow him one additional year of eligibility. They have two freshmen coming in, 6'9", Merez Johnson, 6'10", Jason Jaxtus, and they have three returning players, Ty Rogers, Dre Gibbs Lawhorn, and Nico Moretti, and new assistant coach Orlando Antigua, and the rest of the staff is out there looking for a couple more guys, and we'll see what they can come up with here in the days to come. I don't think Brad likes doing it this way, but I think Brad thinks he's pretty good at it, and he is pretty good at it. So it's one of those things where I don't know if I like this, but I'm pretty good at this. So that's what's happening right now, and so long to Coleman Hawkins.
All right. On the other side of the break with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, we'll do a little NFL draft for you. It's brought to you by First National Bank. Big bank products, local bank service.
Spring is here, and a perfect time to take advantage of a CD special from First National Bank of Decatur, offering an annual percentage yield as high as 5.28% for 9 months, depending on the product type. For details, visit either Decatur branch at 1688 Baltimore Road or downtown in the Milliken Building. You can also visit one of our other branches in Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, or Blue Mound. First National Bank of Decatur, the quality bank, FNB Quality, member FDIC.
We are back here on a, beautiful Wednesday morning, and we're right in the middle of visiting with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the NFL draft is right around the corner.
It is, and Nick and I were talking, and he and I are freaking out about this because it's so compelling to us. I know it's not everybody's thing, but it is for us. And the Bears at number 9, we know the number 1 pick, the Bears are going to take their quarterback, Caleb Williams. And I think it's possible quarterbacks could go 1, 2, 3, and 4 with Jaden Daniels going to Washington and then Drake May. And I think somebody's going to trade up to get J.J. McCarthy. And then there's three wide receivers that could all go in a bundle here too, with Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, and Roma Duzne. And then the tackle from Notre Dame, Joe Ault, who's 6'9", 325 pounds. Somebody's going to pounce on him. And then the Bears are sitting at number nine. Now, is there a, does somebody throw a monkey wrench into this thing? Does somebody in those first eight say, I've got to get a, the best edge rusher in the draft, so I'm going to take Dallas Turner for Alabama? Then one of those guys slides to the Bears. Does somebody spend one of those picks on Brock Bowers, the tight end from Georgia? Then one of those guys slides to the Bears. I just don't know what they're going to do. And they could trade down a little bit to try to get another second-round pick and still end up with a good offensive left tackle or a different wide receiver, maybe Brian Thomas from LSU. I also think that at least six Illinois players will be drafted, starting with Johnny Newton, who figures to go maybe late in the first round. Tip Reiman, their tight end, has had a great spring and moved up on the draft boards. I've seen him taken in the third round or in the fourth round. I think they'll have two offensive linemen drafted, Isaiah Adams and Julian Pearl, wide receiver Isaiah Williams, and defensive lineman Keith Randolph will also, I think, be taken. So that'll be something to watch as well. And it starts tomorrow at 7 o'clock from Detroit. And the first round is tomorrow, the second and third rounds on Friday, and the third through seventh rounds on Saturday. And I'll be watching most of it. I am very curious to see who goes where and how this all plays out.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. I'm happy for you guys. I'll watch a little bit, like maybe the top 10 picks.
Yeah, you'll get to see the Bears twice, Falcons once.
And yeah, I mean, that's about it for me.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it's there for everybody who really soaks all this up.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
We mentioned Kite Day, right?
We did. I'd like to get a kite.
Hang on. We're going to do our Hickory Point Invested segment here. And literally, we have the Kiwanis Club in with us. And a member of the Kiwanis Group with Hickory Point Bank. And it's pretty amazing. Josh Logan will join us. And we're going to talk specifically about how all of this started. It goes way back.
Wow, I don't remember its origins or even roughly when it started.
Yeah, free kites for the first 100 children, and it's sponsored by Decatur Park District, the Early Bird Kiwanis Group, and the Golden K, and Hickory Point Bank. And every month we do this invested thing where we tell you about why they do what they do in the community. And this just happens to coincide with literally Kite Day.
Awesome.
You love it when the stars align like that?
I do. And I love when I learn something. That starts my day off so well when I know something new.
What's great is Josh is a Millikan grad.
Nice.
And then we'll translate right into our Millikan segment. It's like today was planned.
Yeah, like a glove. Not an isotoner, but a regular glove.
Not the OJ glove.
It's a regular glove that would fit a regular person.
All right, let's take a break. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Back with Hickory Point Bank Invested next. Stay tuned.
Hi, JR from Speed Lube here again, reminding all of our clients how much we appreciate you and the services we provide that others may not. Here at Speed Lube, you have the choice to stay in your vehicle or wait in our lobby while we perform the service for you. Our full service includes a multi-point inspection that entails checking differential and transfer case fluids, along with all the other vital fluids underneath the hood. We also vacuum the floorboards, wash the exterior windows, and correct your tire inflation. All of this while providing a premium Pennzoil product. Thank you, Decatur and surrounding areas, for your 43-plus years of patronage. We look forward to seeing you again.
Recent storms got you worried about damage to your home? Don't let the stress of filing claims and getting repairs weigh you down. Frontline Adjusters are here in Decatur, ready to take care of everything for you. From assessing the damage to your roof, gutters, and siding, to handling the entire insurance claim process, it's covered. Join over 5,000 homeowners across central Illinois who trusted Frontline Adjusters. Their experts make it simple. All you have to worry about is choosing the perfect color for your home. Visit frontlineadjusters.com. Restoring every home like it's their own.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes.
and rebuild lives.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
So once a month, we spend some time with our friends at Hickory Point Bank. I shouldn't say once a month. Carl and I talk all the time. But once a month, they're actually in studios. And we've got the big Girl Scout event coming up, Operation Cookie Share, a little later today. But they're folks who live and work and invest in this community in so many ways. And so we shine a little spotlight. It's kind of a two-way thing. We appreciate their partnership and what they do in the community, because you can't do it without sponsorships and hours and volunteers and putting in the time. And they get to bring along, you know, the things they're passionate about, and we get to preview events and organizations that do amazing things in this community. It's a perfect fit. Josh Logan's back with us here today. How you doing?
Fantastic, fantastic.
You're a Decatur guy, right?
Absolutely. Born and raised.
MacArthur to Milliken.
Yep.
You and Nick both following that pathway. What made you decide to stay here? You're a talented guy. You could go apply your talents anywhere. What made you decide to stay in the community?
Absolutely. You know, honestly, born and raised here. I remember growing through all the schools here. You know, this community, as we were just talking about earlier outside your office here, we were talking about how everywhere there's issues. There's issues everywhere in this world. However, we get this blown in our face all the time, but there's so much positive stuff here in this community. There really is. Everything from the Kiwanis Club, but we're here today. Hickory Point, we are truly so committed that we're invested. We love to be able to support these groups that are out here.
All right. And so you are a member of the Kiwanis. Now, I want to welcome both of our guests here. Doug Warren is with us as well. You're going to have to explain to me the hierarchy of the Kiwanis as far as your title. Lieutenant Governor Division 27?
Yes, isn't that a handle?
Well, that's kind of impressive. I just think you could flash this at a checkpoint and go, yeah. What does that mean exactly?
So the Kiwanis is international. It's in 88 different countries.
And you're part of the Decatur Early Birds Club, right?
Yeah. We're broken into districts within the United States. There's 33 districts. We are Eastern Iowa and all of Illinois, and I'm the Lieutenant Governor of
that whole area.
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yes.
Okay, so you travel a lot?
A wee bit. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I know the name Kiwanis. I mean, you know, here, you know, we've got not only one park named Kiwanis, you got another one that they flipped the name Kiwanis and called it Sennewick. So we've got this great Kiwanis history, but for folks who maybe aren't familiar, younger people that, you know, didn't, you know, grow up with it necessarily, what is it that the Kiwanis group does?
We try to improve the lives of children. That's the bottom line. We do books for kids. We do all kinds of kids programs. We help with the Milliken Play for the kids that is written by the kids. Just a lot of different interesting kid-oriented items.
Okay, so you've got two chapters, is that right? Two clubs here in Decatur. You've got the Golden K's, which are like kind of the retirees.
Right.
Yeah, and then the Decatur Early Birds.
Early Birds.
Yeah, right. So they meet separately. I mean, but you guys do things in conjunction with each other?
We do.
Okay, and then you have two high school clubs.
Correct.
I didn't know that.
Ah, yes. It's called Key Club, and the Key stands for Kiwanis Educates Youth.
Okay.
And actually, the Mount Zion is the largest Key Club in the district.
Really?
Yes.
And you're also at St. Teresa?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what do those Key Clubs do? How are they connected with you guys?
Well, we sponsor them.
Okay.
But they raise some fundraising on their own, and they do charitable works. They go out and they do programs and events. they organize like a little government. They have a council and they have a governor and a lieutenant governor within them.
That's great. Yeah. So it's like lifelong learning experiences.
Correct.
Are you open to doing more of that, or is that kind of, I mean, if other schools wanted to get involved?
Yes, we would. And we do it with younger ones.
Okay. So what's the kind of commitment? I mean, you know, when you're talking to somebody about this or a group about this, I mean, what are you expecting from a school?
From the school? Well, we have to have one of the persons at the school is going to lead it, but we will support it and we will bring people in to help them. And support it with money.
Okay. 550,000 members internationally, over 80 countries, the Kiwanis. Josh, how did you get involved?
You know, earlier, a couple years ago, I was actually doing, we had another club, Noon Club. Scheduling wise, we're busy throughout the day. So I was invited by Carla Miller to join Early Birds and, of course, jumped at the opportunity.
All right. So what have you gotten out of that? You know, for other people who, you know, these service organizations, you know, struggle a little bit today. It used to be there was more of a transition, you know, mentor to mentee, and there was a kind of a pipeline, you know, into that. And maybe the kids have a little disconnect with that day. What do you get out of it? Why should people think about serving in this capacity?
You know, it's a great opportunity just to be able to give back to the community. I mean, this is where we can help throughout the day. And this is needed. This is honestly needed. Kiwanis is great. We're building the foundation for the kids around in this community. This is, yesterday we were fishing.
Right.
My fourth grader was fishing, over at Fairview Park, and he came home. He had he was grinning from ear to ear, talking about how I caught 11 fish, Dad.
That, you know,
those are opportunities that we provide.
Yeah,
these kids, the kids of today, need this. So this is absolutely, it's opportunities.
All right. Well, let's talk about specifics, because, we've got Kite Day, which is coming up, pretty amazing stuff. And it's Sunday, May 5th, is the date, from noon to four at Kiwanis Park, of all places. That's an apt thing. First 100 children, thanks to Hickory Point Bank, are getting a free kite.
Correct.
And talk a little bit about the history of kites in this community, because it goes way back. Kiting itself, some 2,800 years ago, to China, so it's been around a while. But there's a great history right here in Decatur.
There is. 1921, Harvey Sellers opened up the High Flyer Kite Company. At their peak, they were producing 5 million
kites
over
a year.
5 million kites a year, yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah.
So they had a 60-year run, and they went to a total of just under half a billion kites they made in 60 years.
That's amazing. Think about all the joy that happened out of all of that. And you have his grandson coming to the event on May 5th?
Yes.
That's pretty amazing. How did you get that contact? How did you find out?
He's still in town.
Okay.
Yeah, so we found him, and we've asked him, and he'll be there.
All right, so John Sellers, who's the grandson of Mr. Harvey Sellers, will be at the kite event.
Correct.
That's fantastic. Now, I forgot about the Macon County History Museum, that there is a High Flyer Kite story display, right? If people want to go find out about that?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So people just need to show up. You need a little wind, right? Hopefully no rain, and not too much wind. But May 5th ought to be okay.
It should be great, I hope.
All right. So why do you guys stay involved in these kinds of events? I mean, I love hooking kids up to history, right? I mean, because we tend to sort of like skip over some things, and knowing about the community they're growing up in, and maybe finding a new interest in getting off a video game for 5 minutes and going outdoors and actually enjoying something. But is that why you keep doing these kinds of things?
We do, yes. As a matter of fact, speaking with the kids, people suggested to me, if you want to bring kids out, you got to have drones up in the air. And I said, okay, fine. And I ran around looking for some drone flyers. And then I thought, no, we're going to go back and we're going to just have the fun and joy of putting a kite up in the sky.
Yeah.
Maybe years down the way we can add in some drones, but right now we're just going to have a fun kite day.
All right. Now you're going to have a roped off section, and you got the Gateway Kite Club coming. What is that? Right.
They're out of St. Louis.
Okay.
And they fly competitively. They go around the whole country. And they fly, so they're going to bring some very large kites. They'll bring fighting kites. They will have kites up all day long. They may be able to get out and stir among and help the kids fly, but we will have plenty of Kiwanians there to help kids get the kites up.
All right, so you got your membership showing up. How many members do you have now?
Well, we're just at 200 in the town completely.
Yeah,
between the two clubs.
Right. But it's a struggle today, right? Or it's a different kind of struggle than it used to be.
Correct.
I mean, you always, you know, a small percentage of people will volunteer and give back. And, you know, the lesson I've always learned, man, if everyone just did a little bit, you could move mountains. But the pipeline isn't there the way it used to be.
Correct.
So how do you get the message out? How do you get relevant with the younger people in the community? Clearly, this is one way of doing it coming up on May 5th.
And, of course, we'll have tables with all kinds of information about what we do, how we do it, and please join us. But we aren't going to twist arms or make anybody say the pledge. So,
all right.
Lead by example.
Very cool. If you go back and look at the history of kites and particularly in military battles, you know, the way they were used. I mean, there's a fascinating whole story in and around kites in the 2,800 years they've been around. I don't know how long this tradition has been going on in Decatur. I know it's been a very long time.
It has.
And so Kite Day on May 5th, noon to 4. When you go back to work today, and I wanted to mention that you're a financial advisor with the Raymond James Financial Services at Hickory Point Bank. And be specific about what it is that you do.
Yep.
Pass along our gratitude and thanks because, you know, we got organizations like this that are ultimate volunteer organizations, but they can't do what they do without sponsors and people who are generous to support these causes like Hickory Point Bank.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Well, I just want to encourage everybody to do this because it makes the community better. And don't you think it makes the employees better? I mean, being
Absolutely.
A part of being literally invested in the community.
Absolutely.
Yes, you have a customer relationship in the community, but making the community better makes that job better.
Absolutely. And all of us at Hickory Point, we're all encouraged to be members of these organizations, be board members wherever we can. We are passionate about being able to help the community, yeah. grow the community, invest in the community.
You also work with the Decatur Youth Hockey Program.
Yeah, Decatur Youth Hockey.
How's that going? You know, we had all that excitement a few years ago, you know, when we were up against another community, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big deal.
Hockeyville.
But I see the kids, you know, when they're doing their thing. How's that program going?
Oh, it's always growing. You know, we have a great, most people wouldn't realize, but we have a great following. Very passionate community of hockey players here in the community. You know, we do a lot of traveling. We're down in St. Louis all the time, Wisconsin. Of course, you know, it's got a great place here in Decatur.
All right. Well, thank you for all you do.
Absolutely.
It's quite a bit. And we'll see you May 5th.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, guys. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 60. Tonight, mostly clear and a low of 37. For Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 64. And Friday, showers, thunderstorms, high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 45 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:55. This look at your weather, it's brought to you by Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes.
At Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes, we understand that every life is unique, which is why we're here for you from the very first conversation and beyond. Our dedicated team takes time to listen, offering support and guidance as you navigate through this difficult time. We believe in honoring your loved one's legacy with a personalized celebration of life, tailored to reflect their individuality and the love they share. And even after the service, we provide check-ins and connections to help you and your family through the grieving process. Brittlinger and Earl Funeral Homes, caring for you and your loved ones every step of the way.
The Making Johnny Fair, Refreshment Services, Pepsi, and Rule King proudly brings you Southern Rock legends, the Marshall Tucker Band, on Thursday, June 7th.
Can't you see what that woman's been doing to me?
Tickets on sale now at MaconCountyFair.com. The Marshall Tucker Band live at the Macon County Fairgrounds, Thursday, June 7th in Decatur.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. Whether you're ready to build your dream yard or get out on the water, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like assorted 22-ounce S-Wing framing hammers, $22.99. Save $300 on a 54-inch Cub Cadet zero-turn mower, $32.99.99. And $100 off a Pelican Maverick kayak with paddle and car top carrier, $299.99. Rewards members save an extra $30. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Coming up in just a few minutes after top of the hour news, we'll be celebrating a birthday with Millikan University. They got a lot going on.
Always.
And Doug was a Millikan grad through MacArthur, just like you.
Nice.
How cool is that?
That's very cool.
A lot of connections today. Because when you get right down to it, the world is a very small place.
It really is.
It is amazing to me. And you really, one of the reasons we love doing that particular segment is, A, a pat on the back to the organizations like Kiwanis that go out and do their thing, right? But B, a pat on the back to companies that encourage their employees to go out and volunteer and make a difference, right? And then pat on the back, yes, for sure. But maybe light a spark in someone else that might want to be doing the same thing.
Absolutely. Love it.
So get involved. Find your passion. I promise you this, no matter what you care about, there's somebody in the world trying to make a difference in that arena. It's whatever well your passion is.
It's well put. You're absolutely right about that.
So coming up next, we'll tell you about Founders Day, which is literally the birthday of Millikan University, and then how they do that in conjunction with doing good at the same time, which is a pretty cool thing. A couple of guests will be in. And then a little later today, Tanya Andrews will be back. She was over in Springfield on interested to find out what that experience was like as they are trying to change the healthcare game here in the state of Illinois, and they're making some headway. We'll find out about that coming up in a little bit. News is coming your way right now.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. The Children's Museum of Illinois is selling ducks for its annual Duck Derby, which is on May 18th at the museum. One lucky duck can win $3,000. Up to 3,000 numbered rubber ducks will race in heats on the water-propelled racetrack. The top finishers in each heat compete in a final race for cash prizes. You can purchase ducks for $10 each or in discount bundles. Byers & Company is kicking off Duck Derby season with chances to win additional ducks and prizes tomorrow. To purchase ducks and learn more, go to nowdecatur.com. Don't forget to get your tickets for the upcoming State of the Community. The Chamber of Commerce is hosting the annual State of the Community on May 2nd at the Decatur Conference.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.